As many of you know, this coming weekend we will have a sesshin, short weekend sesshin, Thursday night through Sunday, late afternoon, early evening. And I encourage whoever can to participate in whichever way you can, either in Champaign or on Zoom, in part, in whole. In a way, sesshin already has begun. Not only begun, but sesshin is our life of being this awakened life. We could call it this Buddha life that we are. Of course, we then also use words like awake and not awake, life, death. But as long as we're not trapped by those words, we can use them in different ways at different times. Saying being awakened, or as Dogen uses the expression, being awakened, awakening by the myriad dharmas, is just awakening to the life we always are, except when we get entangled in self in different ways. Getting entangled in self is getting entangled in others. Getting entangled in self is holding to all sorts of likes and dislikes, self-centeredness in the various forms, which results in us missing this moment, this universe life, this universal life, which is revealed all the time. So we live our life, and we live our zazening in formal practice and in so-called informal practice. So saying we begin sesshin now includes that sesshin begins Thursday evening. There's a nice case that I'll bring up. Master Yaoshan was sitting zazen. A monk asked, "What do you think about sitting zazen?" Yaoshan's in my pronunciation of the Chinese, it's Yakusan in the Japanese way of pronouncing those characters. Yaoshan said, "I think not thinking." The monk said, "How do you think not thinking?" Yaoshan says, "Non-thinking, non-thinking." Now, Dogen liked this so much that he rephrased it in his Fukan Zazengi, his instructions, simple, straight, short text, which talks about the fundamentals of Zazen, where he says, "Do not think." In other words, first he discusses the formal form of zazen. Before that, he talks about the importance of zazen. Then he says, once you're sitting upright, he says, "Fushiro, do not think." How do you not think, he says? By non-thinking. Non-thinking. Hishiro in Japanese. This is the essential art of Zazen. Close quote from Doug. Non-thinking. See, non-thinking is not holding to thinking, not holding to non-thinking, not fighting thinking, not fighting non-thinking. Of course, these words are just reminders. It's our practice. Non-thinking includes thinking arising, passing, not thinking arising, passing. And of course, the word thinking includes all the various ways we get entangled or we entangle our everyday senses and functioning of being human. Seeing, hearing, sensing in various ways. Thinking in various ways. Cognizing, if I say, pick up a word. It's the things we entangle with it, we make of it. We therefore, therein, thereby, and so on, that make trouble. In the midst of this ongoing changing, specific things we want and don't want, we entangle us. As you know, as you notice, if I use the word practice, practice is to live the life we are, or to live the Buddha life we are, if I use that word. Or to not to resist, to fight. Instead of this, as we all notice, what makes trouble for us is hating, liking, and believing those. Should and shouldn't believing those. Entangling in those in ways that we miss where we are. We miss this life just now, this death just now. And we look elsewhere for it. We believe stories and reactions to the stories. So there's lots we can do, and it's always up to us, the specific us, meaning you, I, to see what's called for in your life, in my life right now. And we're not in charge of what shows up, but we are in charge of what we do with what shows up. Sometimes we feel like we're not in charge of what we do. Great. Right. That, not in charge of what I do, is our opportunity to be this, to be this that we are. So Sashin is a continuation of the life that we lead. And yet it's specific form of sitting, of being this moment, if we use that word, or being non-thinking, if I use that word. So I thought to remind us and help us through this week, before Sashin, but before Sashin, Sashin, in other words, the Sashin of before Sashin, just as there's a Sashin after Sashin and a Sashin of Sashin, there's a nice several sentences in a text that Dogen wrote called Shoji, which is birth, death, or life, death, that I'm going to read and maybe say something afterwards. Quote Dogen's Shoji. If we understand that life, death are themselves nirvana, there's no need for avoiding life, death, or seeking nirvana. Then, for the first time, arises the possibility of freeing ourselves from life, death. Do not fall into the error of thinking that there is a change from life and death. Life is one position of time, and it already has a before and after. So in Buddhism, therefore, it is said that life itself is no life. Death is also a position in time, and it too has a before and after. So it is said that death itself is no death. This is important. When it is called life, there is nothing but life. When it is called death, there is nothing but death. If life comes, this is life. If death comes, this is death. There is no reason for you to be under their control. Don't put any hope in them. This very life, death, are the life of the Buddha. Parenthetically, is your life. Quote, if you try to throw them away in denial, you lose the life of Buddha. You only cling to appearances of Buddha. If you neither deny nor seek, you enter mind of Buddha for the first time. It's the end of Dogen's quote. Of course, words like life, death are big things, but we all have little life deaths, even in something as simple as getting what we want, losing what we want, getting what we don't want, being stuck with what we don't want. Even getting rid of, so to speak, what we don't want. All of these are just positions of time, positions of life, positions of being this life of the Buddha that we always are, this, if we want to say, this joyous opportunity right here that is our life, our ability to live this life, our ability to end the suffering and harming in our life and in the life of all that we encounter. After all, that's why many of us turn to practice, because we discover where harming and suffering occur. If instead of suffering, you could use the word unsatisfactoriness. You could use other words, dissatisfaction, but suffering is a good, simple word, dukkha, harming, all encompassed in this. And that's, after all, what our practice is about, because that's, after all, what you, I, and everyone we meet wants. and everyone we meet, you, I, have the opportunity of, because it is being exactly who and what we are, being the life death of the Buddha, if I say it in the life death of the life of the Buddha. So, sitting, our practice, our life is the opportunity. And for those who can sit formally and can join us for sesshin, that's another opportunity to live the life of the Buddha. Or, if I say it another way, to not lose it in our entanglement and habits and unskillful means. Thank you.